District 7 Councilman Soren Simonsen was elected to the Salt Lake City Council in 2005. A city planner by trade, colleagues and constituents praised his creative vision and accessibility. Sugar House resident Scott Workman thanked Simonsen for ensuring the neighborhood's annual fireworks show would go on back in 2010 when funding fell short.
He personally spent I don't know how many hours of time, and he actually was able to come up with a major sponsor that year. And so he saved that fireworks that year.
Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams praised three-term District 5 Councilwoman Jill Remington Love for being a steward for Salt Lake City taxpayers while embracing progress, specifically when planning for the North Temple Viaduct.
Jill had tough questions. She knew she supported the project but had tough questions. Jill, you caused countless hours of work and late night, and the process was better because of you.
McAdams also spoke fondly of four-term District 1 Councilman Carlton Christensen, whom he selected to fill a newly created county position of Regional Development Director.
There's no better person to work to bring people together, to find common ground, and move us forward for the greater good.
District 4 Councilman Luke Garrett will now be the longest-serving member of the council. He said in a pre-recorded tribute video, the three departures are a big deal.
The transition on the council is going to be a tough one. We're all going to have to kind of buck up and stand a little taller and take a little bit more responsibility.
Council members-elect Aaron Mendenhall in District 5, James Rogers in District 1, and Lisa Ramsey Adams in District 7 will be sworn in next month. Whitney Evans, KUER News.